Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Wrestle Horror.
That'll kill a couple minutes.
Right on. Okay. And 3, 2, and 1. Greetings, viewers and listeners. Meat Hook Jim here. I'm sitting here at my desk naked. No, I'm just kidding. I have shorts on. I just didn't feel like putting a shirt on. Or did I?
Right? And, I don't want you to stand up to show either.
I'm not going to stand up, just in case. Well, of course, my co-host, Donnie Hoover. Donnie, this has been a weird weekend.
Yeah, it seems like they just keep happening. Weird weekends is what it seems like it's all about. Weird weeks, actually.
Yes.
It's been a busy weekend. It's my daughter's, my youngest daughter's graduation. She graduated this weekend. So it was bittersweet because we were super proud of her that she graduated, but it kind of sucked because her actual graduation ceremony lasted a total of 4 minutes, which was pretty crappy. It was one of those drive-through. We basically pulled up. My daughter got out of the van. She handed them her yellow slip with her name on it. She walked across this makeshift stage. They announced her name. They took her picture. She got right back into the van, and we drove off. That was it. That was the whole thing. So, I mean, we got pictures, and it was nice that they went to, you know, did at least that for them. But, you know, they missed out on prom. They missed out on all the senior trips, all the, you know, so it was kind of a sucky, you know, deal for all the seniors, you know, across the country or even the world, I guess, however that plays out. But, you know, it is what it is. You know, we got her a sign out in the front yard, and we did her ceremony yesterday and had a cookout. And so it's been a fun weekend on that aspect. But on the other aspect, like the hits keep on coming. Right. It's been another letdown of a week for New Ohio Wrestling, and in the terms of their big event at the Ohio State Fair, which is the biggest fair in the state of Ohio, was canceled. And they announced that earlier this week, and we were scheduled to be there July 31st and August 1st for 2 days and doing 4 events. It was going to be a nice day. We had a lot of stuff, had a live band coming in. We had a lot of cool stuff planned. And just the same thing like with the Arnold, you know, at least they gave us a little bit more notice, you know, right. Which I know the Arnold didn't really have a choice on the time frame they gave us. It just, you know, it hit them as quick as it hit us. But, yeah, so, I mean, the Arnold got pulled out from under us this year. The Ohio State Fair got pulled out from under us this year. And so, yeah, it's been a disappointment. You know, I let the team know and everybody know. And, I mean, what can you say? You know, this stupid virus just keeps on, you know, knocking stuff out. I guess our Ohio Athletic Commission has a meeting coming up June the 9th to even see if they're going to even start reinstating, you know, professional wrestling and let us start running events. And then on top of that, even if we're allowed, we're going to have to find out what rules we got to play by. You know, do we have to seat, you know, every fan 6 feet apart? You know, are we only allowed so many fans in the building? Like, I mean, right now we have a group thing of 10 or less. I mean, if they enforce that rule, then there's no point in even running a wrestling event.
Right.
So it all comes down to June 9th. They have their meeting, and we'll see what goes from there. But on the wrestling side, I mean, like I said, it's been one disappointment after the next, you know, it seems. And so we've kind of put pump the brakes on the wrestling. We don't have anything planned or scheduled until we find out what's going on before we even start going back to work again. You know, we had the fair almost set and ready to go and was working on that. And, you know, like I guess said, another big letdown, you know, which is, you know, out of the hands of everybody, you know, nothing anybody could do about it. And, you know, like I said, I wasn't surprised that they canceled it, but I was, because the governor canceled it, and the Ohio State Fair is the fair of the state of Ohio. So, I mean, basically he's, you know, shutting his own fair and festival down, and that's a lot of money. I mean, they make, you know, a crap ton of money. I'm assuming millions of dollars a year from that.
Sure.
And so, I mean, it must have been important to him to shut that down. So, I mean, you know, what can we say? You know, we just got to roll with the punches and just keep moving forward. But we're getting a lot of practice in booking big events that ain't panning out. So when we do get to start running our big events, we should have it down to a science after this.
Right on. And, you know, I've got this brand new pair of red patent leather shoes.
Oh, it's killing you, ain't it?
it's killing me. They're my ring announcing shoes. And so I had to pack them back up until we know what's going on. You know, I got the new suspenders, new bow tie. I got all this stuff. And then the COVID just screwed it all up.
Yeah. Yeah, we even had like a fun thing for Wrestle War booked with the Squared Circle Expo.
Right.
We're supposed to be there in, this month in May. And they had to reschedule it to August 21st and 22nd.
Yeah.
They rescheduled that. And just this past weekend, I believe it was, we were supposed to also have our Wrestle Horror booth down at the Ohio Halloween and Haunters Convention.
Right.
In Mansfield Prison. And they had to cancel that as well. I don't even believe they rescheduled that one. They just canceled it until next year.
Right.
So, we're just getting hit left and right. We had this. This is going to be our breakout year for Wrestle Horror and New Ohio Wrestling, and had all these plans in place, and it's just everything just, you know, coming to a screeching halt, it seems like.
Well, I'm hoping that 2021, everything will get back to some form of normal.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and that things will start opening up and that we can do these things, because, you know, pro wrestling, you know, we love pro wrestling.
Oh, absolutely.
Everybody loves it. I mean, and, you know, not having it, it's killing us. I mean, the entertainment aspect, you know, everything. I mean, given the situation, I understand the caution that's going out there, because, I mean, COVID is, it can be deadly.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, when is the curve going to flatten? When is it going to be okay to get back to a normal society? Or are we ever going to go back to a normal society?
Right.
You know, that's the big question right now, is what's going to happen next? I mean, and, you know, news changes from day to day. Trump changes from day to day. And it's hard for all of us. And, you know, speaking, you know, we are wrestling and a horror podcast. The pro wrestlers out there, they are struggling. The independents, especially, they're the ones that rely on the Friday, Saturday, and Sunday shows to make extra money or to make a living. And, you know, they're trying now to rely on merch and, you know, things like that. Well, for example, just recently, my wife, my daughter, and I bought 3 of the face masks from Eric Smalls at Half Pipe Punk, and we just got him in Friday.
Uh-huh.
You know, I mean, he's trying to make money too. He's got a family to take care of.
Oh yeah.
And all these pro wrestlers do, and just this shutdown is really making it hard.
Oh yeah.
For everybody, not just the promoters, but the wrestlers too, the talent, the ones that really put butts in seats.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So, sure. You know, what's next? This has got to change at some point in time. I mean, I'm hoping that maybe they come up with a vaccine or some kind of treatment to get us back to some form of normalcy.
Right, yeah. I mean, they're starting to open things up here in Ohio, but, I mean, yeah, they had, like, the stores and the restaurants and retail shops and gyms and that kind of thing is slowly going to start opening up. But, right. I mean, that, you know, that has nothing to do with, like, the mass gatherings, like big events.
Right.
You know, I mean, you know, most indie shows, you know, roughly a couple hundred, 300, you know, some are better at 500, 600, 700.
Right.
But, you know, if they don't allow that many people, then – you know, how is wrestling events going to even happen, you know?
Sure.
And like, you know, we were talking off air, if they say that, you know, we can open up a wrestling event again and start doing events, but we have to seat fans 6 feet apart, you know, you're only going to be able to fit so many people sitting 6 feet apart in an arena or in a wrestling area.
Right.
So, I mean, would it even be worth it to do that? You know, just so many factors are playing in with this wrestling and, you know, and just everything else in general.
Sure.
It's just crazy, you know, And you kind of just wonder, you know, where it's going to go next, or what our next move is going to be. And, you know, is it ever going to be the same? Or, you know, because like I said, my personal opinion, people may disagree, but I don't think this is the end of it. People saying it's, you know, it's starting to, you know, turn down and the numbers are going down and dropping. But, you know, this isn't the end of it. It's going to come back, you know, and if it doesn't come back, then something else is going to come. You know, this is, you know, now that this has happened, it's not going to be the last time it's happened. You know, I you count my word on that.
Right. Well, you know, there's been projections that there's another wave coming.
Yeah.
And quite frankly, you know, with certain things opening, but people, you know, I have ever since they've quote unquote opened up at least part of Ohio. Uh-huh. I see gatherings that just don't make sense.
Right.
I mean, yeah. I was driving home today from buying my new mattress back there. And we drove by a park that's in town, and there was a huge birthday party in one of the pavilions. How is that social distancing?
Right.
How is that protecting yourself?
Yep. Yep. So people just ain't, you know, they're just not taking it lightly, or just, you know, saying, oh, okay, we're allowed to go there now. So, you know, everything's back to normal, and, you know, it's not.
So, it's not anywhere close to being normal yet.
Nope. So, and like I said, that could end up hurting, like, you know, just people didn't realize it, but that could hurt like a lot of industries, including wrestling. You know, people just start like with the bars that got in trouble here in Columbus, Ohio. You right. know, very first day the bars opened up, they had that, you know, the one bar, it was just had tons of people and all gathered around in big bunches, and they got in trouble. And, you know, like, it's stuff like that can make, you know, the governor and CDC and everybody else say, okay, you know, let's just, you know, shut it back down since you guys aren't taking it serious, you know, or right. or the numbers are going back up because you guys are gathering again. And, you know, who's to say? Who knows? You know, this, like I said, we're just going with the flow and rolling with the punches, and, you know, who's to say what's going to happen?
Well, you know, when I went out today, and I desperately needed this new mattress, trust me, I mean, my back was just jacked up. The store we went to, they practiced social distancing. They asked all the visitors to wear masks, and we brought our masks with us.
Uh-huh.
And we tried our best to do the social distancing thing. And it was kind of a pleasant experience. It wasn't horrible. It wasn't overcrowded. But that isn't the case in a lot of other places. I mean, I've been in Walmart where I didn't even talk about Walmart. It's just stupid.
Right. Yep.
You know, nobody gives a crap.
Oh yeah.
They don't follow the rules. They mm-hmm. just do what they want to do. But you know, people have to be still have to be aware. I mean, we're not out of the woods yet. So yep. people have to think and quit. And instead of thinking they're self-entitled, because I've seen so many stories about people throwing fits about going to stores because they have to wear a mask. Mm-hmm. What's the big deal? Put a mask on.
Right. Yeah.
You know, but they yep. think they're entitled, and they get in arguments, and they don't understand. And those are the people, I hate to say it, that are going to end up catching this shit.
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't think. And then where are they going to be? Hopefully they survive it. I don't wish this on anybody.
Yeah.
But they've got to understand what the risk is.
Oh, yeah.
And the older you are, the more you're at risk.
Yeah. Yeah, and like I said, you know, I'm kind of like 50-50. I mean, I'm not a fan of wearing the mask. I don't really want to, right. but if it's required, I will.
Sure.
But as for like when we go back to work, they're requiring us to wear a mask until further notice, I guess. But so, you know, and I work, you know, I work with a handful of people in my area, but mainly I'm by myself, but I still have to wear the mask.
Right.
So I'm not going to go out like a punk and just wear any old regular mask. So I ordered a cloth face mask, and it's in the resemblance of Hannibal Lecter's face guard.
Nice.
So I'm going to be walking. I'm a city employee, and so when I walk down that long hallway with all these city employees, I'm going to have a Hannibal Lecter face mask on. They didn't say it couldn't be painted. They just said I had to have a mask. I'm like, all right.
Well, you know, I've been working from home for roughly 2.5 months. But I had to go into the office on Friday because we were doing some migration upgrades that I had to be tied into the direct company network. And we had all kinds of, you know, things in place. I had to wear a mask. We had hand sanitizer all over the place. We had to wipe things down. And that, right now, that's the norm. That's not the exception.
Right.
That's the norm to keep everybody safe. But I got my stuff done, and I'm, you know, I'm back home, and I'll be working from home again until they tell me to come back. The later, the better for me.
Yeah, there you go.
But you know, people just need to, if you want to flatten the curve, just follow the rules a little bit. That's all.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. I said, and even if you don't believe in wearing the mask, you know, that's fine. That's your choice. Just stay back, you know, stay, you know, 6 feet or more.
Right.
You know, it's just that simple. Cause that's what I do. Like I said, I honestly don't wear a mask everywhere. I have worn them, but I don't wear them everywhere I go. And if I don't have one on, then I make sure I keep my distance from everybody. It's, you know, it's simple logic, and people just don't seem to get it. And, you know, just like we were talking about with that bar in place, you know, they opened up the, open it back up, and, you know, people, right, you know, big gatherings, big groups of people all in one, and it ain't going to do nothing but, you know, keep them from opening everything back up all the way and stop all these businesses from making money, you know, and living, making a living. Sure. That's just crazy.
Oh, a lot of people, a lot of businesses have been crippled by what's going on. I mean, and it's a snowball effect.
Yep.
The service, you know, the bars, the restaurants, they took the first hit, and it was a real hard hit.
Oh, but, yeah.
You know, there's other businesses, you know, that might, the purveyors that might, you know, supply these places, they're going to take a hit. And it rolls downhill. I mean, I am grateful, and I'm fortunate for what I do. We are very busy.
Yeah.
Actually, we're considered an essential business, and as a lot of people are shifting to online purchasing, that kind of falls in hand with what I do, which keeps me busy, which, you know, I couldn't be happier for. I mean, but on the flip side of the coin, my wife, Chris, she's been out of work since the beginning of March. Fortunately, she finally got unemployment because she's an independent contractor. That was really tough.
Right.
Yeah. But she did get it finally, and it helps definitely, and it takes some weight off of me. But there's a lot of people out there that, you know, I've seen more and more people. When I'm driving by, you'll see them on a street corner, you know, no place to live, anything you can do to help. That pulls at my heartstrings. Hard.
Oh yeah. Yep. But, for real, sure.
But we're not in a position to help them. I mean, because things are tough for us, you know, still.
Oh yeah.
So it's like this whole COVID thing, you know, however it started, you know, people have pointed fingers about how it started. I don't care how it started anymore. I just want to get it done and over with.
Yep. Yep, get back to semi-normal, as normal as we can.
Yeah.
So on the COVID note, on the haunt side, what's been out there in haunt land and stuff? I know, like I said, the Ohio Halloween and Haunters Convention canceled. And I know Transworld canceled, or did they reschedule?
They did a virtual.
A virtual one, okay. Yeah.
Midwest is scheduled for sometime in July, I believe.
I think it was like late July.
Yeah, but that's still up in the air right now. And what's really concerning me is the longer this goes on, all these haunts out there that, you know, there's haunts out there that you know, they make, you know, 6 to 8 weeks is their season, and they make some serious bank. But I'm concerned that the longer this goes on, they're not going to do that. I mean, they're already at a point now where they can't rebuild a lot like a lot of them do. I mean, I know plenty of haunts that try to change like a third of their haunt every year.
Uh-huh.
But, I mean, what's going to happen? I mean, all these rules and regulations, the longer this goes on, the more I am worried about the haunt season.
Right, yeah. I mean, because even if they do open, I'm sure they're not going to let, you know, conga lines and all that go through, or groups of, you know, 10 or 15. And, I just think – I think I've seen Mysterious Mansion of Gatlinburg, out of Gatlinburg, Tennessee. They just reopened. And they, I think I read something that they were only letting, like, one person through at a time. Is there, did I read that wrong? Or
I'm not sure, but I'll check on that, because I know the guy that's running it right now. I know the manager.
Mm-hmm.
He's a friend of mine named Tristan Pierce. Hi, Tristan, if you ever hear this.
Yeah.
I'll check with him and see what the skinny is on that. But, I mean, they can only do so much. I mean, going through by yourself is no fun if you don't have somebody else that's more scared than you are.
Right, yeah. At least I have a couple, a couple with you.
two to three, you know.
Mm-hmm. And also, I think that would turn people away, because, like, especially, you know, like people that's nervous about haunts, if they realize they got to go through by themselves, they're going to be like, nah, I'm good. You know, they're not going to do it, you know.
Right. Yeah.
Which will be a lost ticket sale for the business, you know.
Exactly. Every lost ticket sale hurts. I mean, you know, people may say, oh, you lose a couple of ticket sales. Every ticket sale loss hurts.
Yeah.
I love the haunted attraction industry, and I love scaring people, but if you don't have the people to scare, where's the fun?
Right. Yeah, and like I said, when I got Big Dirty and had to refurbish her and all that, I reached out to people trying to find a place to do it, and you know, thankfully Jason and Mia from Carnage was gracious enough to let me use their old building before they moved to the new one. And so I've kind of gotten to know them, and I'm actually, you know, most likely going to be working with them this season if it opens up, and doing some stuff with them. And I mean, they're building as if, you know, everything, you know, just preparing like we did with Arnold and with the fair.
Right.
They're building frantically as if they're planning on be open full bore. And you know, like I said, they got a brand new building. They're building their haunts twice as big now. They're projecting it's going to be over a half an hour easily when they get it all done. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, they've gotten tons of money involved in this, you know, so, you know, what, you know, like if it hits them and all the other haunts, you know, that are dumping all this money, getting everything ready, and they're either cutting half on their crowd that they're allowed to have, or, you know, if they're shut down completely, you know, it's just, say, you know, it could be a big hit to the haunted attraction industry too, that some may not even be able to recover from. And so, I mean, just like with wrestling, it's just, you know, one punch after another, you know, it seems like.
Well, with the haunted attraction industry, that's my biggest fear. I mean, there's a lot of, you know, the big haunts are going to survive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're going to take a hit. I mean, even if they don't have a season, they're still going to find a way to survive. The smaller haunts are what concerns me.
Uh-huh.
The mom and pop haunts, not worried about the home haunts, because they're, you know, to a degree I'm worried, but not so much. But we're talking about the secondary, and I don't mean that in a bad way, but the smaller haunts, that, you know, this is their bread and butter. This is their money.
They depend on it,
right. And that concerns me. I mean, there's plenty of them out there that I know, and personally, that haunt owners, and, you know, it's like, I'm supposed to go out sometime this summer and do some consultation, but they're still planning like they're going to open, and that's great. But, you know, I don't know if they're going to be able to afford my fee for consultation. And I just worry about these guys, because a lot of them, haunting is everything.
Yep.
If they can't haunt, I think you might see a lot of places, at least especially the smaller ones, that are going to ignore the orders and maybe try to pull in a few people. And, and is that good or is that bad? It all depends on the situation come haunt season.
Right. Well, I mean, in my opinion, I'm going to say that it's bad. And reason being is because that's kind of what's going on now with the indie wrestling scene.
Right.
Is, you know, all the guys that are, that get it, you know, are kind of waiting for word and waiting for this, waiting for that. And then there's other promoters out there that just aren't really giving a crap, and they're doing, you know, empty arena matches and empty arena shows, and they're booking events, you know, for June when we don't even know if we're going to be allowed to do anything in June. And and some are saying that they're going to just say screw the rules and they're going to run them anyway. And what that's going to do is it's going to cause the hammer to come down on all of us and make things harder for all promoters.
Absolutely.
Which is, you know, which is bad. And that's kind of what I fear with, is, and that's why I say that I don't want the smaller haunts to do it anyway, because for fear that that could bring the hammer down on, because haunting, you know, in the industry as it is anyway, gets the shaft, you know, it's tough to run a haunt. And there's a lot of regulations, a lot of rules, a lot of bull crap they got to put up with. And if these smaller haunts or the bigger haunts that, you know, just can't be patient, go out and do that against regulations and rules and get in trouble, then that's just going to make it just that much harder for everybody else.
Right.
So, I mean, that's why I say that, you know, I don't, if they say don't do them, just freaking don't do them. I mean, it's just that simple.
Exactly.
If you want to, you know, don't be a rebel and fuck it up for everybody else. Excuse my language, but that's just how it is, you know.
You're preaching, brother. I get you. So, you know, what we're basically, for the listeners and viewers out there, what we're saying is be smart. Don't do something to screw up what we've got, or make it worse for everybody. And that includes the wrestling business and the haunt business. You know, I know everybody wants to do this, and I'm right there with you. I would love to see it happen in both sides. I'm chomping at the bit for both. I mean, I miss my live wrestling. And I miss going to, you know, haunted houses. But be smart, follow the rules so that it doesn't reflect bad on any of the industries.
Right.
Because if you reflect, you know, the more you put that black mark, the harder it's going to be for everybody else. And don't be selfish. Don't be self-entitled. Think about the business and industry as a whole, whether you're wrestling or you're a haunter.
Right.
If they decide that they don't want to do haunt season this year, yeah, that's going to sting. But, you know, wrestling, it already stings. It stings hard.
Oh, yeah.
But there's a lot. Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, it costs a lot of promoters a lot of money already with all the fairs and festivals being canceled.
Right.
Yeah, I know the Ohio State Fair canceling was a big hit to us that we were looking forward to and counting on, you know, for that paycheck. But, you know, it's just not going to happen. So, you know, yeah, it's stinging the indie wrestling scene, and I think it's going to sting the haunt scene as well if it keeps going, you know.
Right. You know, it's a tough pill to swallow, but – I think it's worth it to make sure everybody's healthy and safe.
Yep, I agree.
And I don't like it any more than you do, trust me. I don't. I mean, I'm just itching to get back into a ring to announce some matches, you know, but
right.
Got to show off my red patent leather shoes.
Yep, there you go. Got to get them out there.
Yeah, but be smart.
Oh, yeah.
Be safe. Think about what you're doing and think about the business as a whole and not just yourself.
Yep.
Donnie, any last words for?
And not on that so much. A couple of things I did want to bring up real quick. Sure. The one thing was, you know, this past Sunday, Shad Gaspard, you know, got into a tragic accident, was at the beach with his family, and him and his son and a group of people got caught in a riptide, and they were pulling people out and, you know, getting them out of the water, and Shad, you know, begged the people helping to save his son, and then he got pulled under by a big wave and unfortunately lost his life. And yeah, it was a big tragic accident. He's, you know, in my eyes, he's a hero, you know, because he gave his life to help his son and everybody else. Sure. And you know, so I just want to, you know, give kudos to him and his family. And there is a GoFundMe for his family. If people would want to go on, and if you go to GoFundMe and just type in Shad Gaspard family, it'll come up. Family Fund, it'll come up. And if anybody out there can do that, and you know, and give them a little something to help them out, yeah, like I said, it was a tragic accident. You know, of course, if you don't know who he is, he was in Crime Time with WWE.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I mean, like I said, it's just something you don't really think it would really happen. You're out there in the ocean playing with your son and swimming. And, you know, next thing you know, your dad's gone, you know, if you're that kid.
Right.
And, yeah, so just terrible, terrible accident. And, yeah, the other thing, and this kind of like burnt my buns a little bit, got me kind of fired up.
I know what you're trying to say. But
yeah, because I mean, like I said, and everybody that knows me knows I like to bust balls, you know, to my buddies and my friends, and that's what we do. You know, we get together, whether I'm in haunt, you know, in a haunted house, or whether I'm in a wrestling show, you know, I like to get in there and mix it up with the guys and the gals and bust each other's balls and have fun. That's, you know, that's just part of it. But, you know, just the other night, the thing with Hannah Kimura, really, you know, that really angered me. I mean, I was just like, because one thing, I don't like bullies. That's something about me. You know, I've never have ever since I was a kid. You know, I'm the kind of person that I will try to bully a bully, and whether it gets my ass kicked or not, you know, it's just a fact of the matter that I don't like bullies. I mean, you know, I like goofing off with my buddies and busting balls and but you know, like the internet trolls out there that, you know, that you just are just mean and vicious and nasty, and they don't even know the person, and you know, and stuff like that, which is what happened here with Hannah. And she ended up taking her own life because of it. She's 22 years old. She was a mainstay in Stardom. She was probably one of the best talents they had, and she was in Ring of Honor, Woman of Honor competition, and she was on this Netflix reality show Terrace House.
Yes.
And I guess her Stardom outfit got washed and accidentally and got ruined. And the guy that did it was, you know, they, I guess they had words, and she like flipped his hat off his head, smacked his hat off his head, and like the whole community over there and just like started going off on her, like, you know, there was like 50-50, I guess, and was just bashing her and bullying her and tell her to kill herself, and you know, just being real nasty and just, you know, trolling her, and to the point where she had finally ended up taking her life. And I just, you know, that, you know, just shit like that just pisses me off to no end, you know, because, and like I said, I've been harassed online and stuff before, and I just let it blow off my shoulders. I don't let it faze me, but you know, some people aren't like that. You know, they take it to heart, and yeah, you just don't know.
Yeah, you know, I'm right there with you, Donnie. When I saw that, I flat out was extremely pissed off.
Oh yeah.
You know, such a young talent, a young lady had her whole life ahead of her, but she got bullied by some douchebag. And I'm going to say that douchebag,
yep,
hiding behind a computer that doesn't have the balls to be a man. And now we've got a young lady that's dead because he's got no testicles.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I said, I made a comment on Facebook about it. And, you know, I'll say it here too. If you're a cyber bully or if you're an internet troll, you're a piece of shit in my eyes. You know, that's just flat out how it is.
Yeah. I want, you know, people like that, look at somebody in the face and say that shit.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do it because you hide behind a computer.
Yeah, it's just a shame, man. It really is. It's just got to stop. I mean, like I said, doing it with your buddies, you know, busting each other's balls is fun. You guys can ha-ha and laugh about it. But doing it to somebody you don't even know, to the, you know, and doing it to the point where they draw them to that, it's just, you know, that's just cruel. And it just, you're a dick, you know.
Yeah,
you know, it's, you know, and I just wanted to bring that up because I just think, you know, it's another tragic accident and tragic thing had happened this week. It shouldn't have, you know, there's no way that should have happened. If people weren't just such assholes and thinking it's funny to, you know, to, you know, mess with people and be mean to people and they get a kick out of it. And, you know, I just don't understand it. You know, like I said, I'll never be mean and, you know, troll or anybody, somebody like that. I don't know. Like I said, my buddies and my friends is a different story. That's what we do. But to someone, you know, someone you don't even know, just, you know, come on, man.
I won't troll anything like that. And I'll never be mean to somebody, but I'll tell you right now, somebody pulls that shit on me and they're going to have a fight on their hands.
Oh yeah. Yeah, like I said, and that's the thing. You don't know. You know, some of them do that just to try to get your goat and get you to fight back with them because they think it's fun. But, you know, some people don't take it that way, just like with Hannah. You know, Hannah didn't take it as, you know, hey, he's wanting a troll battle or he's wanting to talk shit and have me talk shit back, you know. She took it to heart and it really messed her up, you know, messed with her. All the people saying all the nasty stuff to her and, you know, she just didn't take it, you know, the right way, or there is no really no right way to take it, you know. She just didn't take it well. And, you know, as a result, you know, 22-year-old talent that, you know, had nothing but, you know, up to, you know, sky-high limits, you know, and now she's gone, you know. It's just because people want to be assholes. It's just, you know, it's just dumb. It's just got to stop. It doesn't make no sense to me. And like I said, I'm the one that busts the most balls, as, you know, when I'm around my buddies, as there is, you know. I enjoy it just like the next guy. But, you know, just the people you don't know, it's just – it makes no sense. It's just dumb.
You and I have busted each other's balls, you know.
Oh, yeah.
It's no big deal, you know.
Yeah.
That's buddies. That's a different thing.
Right, yeah.
But when you're trying to hurt somebody you don't know.
Right.
You know.
Because they're on a TV show. I mean, it's stupid.
Right. I you know, we try to keep this show PG, but I'll tell you right now. You want to bust somebody's balls that you don't know and you want to troll them and you want to make them feel bad? Fuck you.
Right, yeah. That's it. That's
it. Grow a set and look at yourself first.
Yep.
So, yeah, I'm sorry. I get a little passionate.
Oh, no, I was the same way. Like I said, as soon as I seen that, I immediately just started getting steamed. And
Oh, yeah.
I mean, because like I said, you know, I'm the one of the, yeah, I don't like bullies. I don't, if, you know, if somebody is a friend of mine and I find out they are a bully, I don't associate with them anymore.
Right.
And I, you know, I actually try to be a bully to a bully just to show them how it feels, you know, whether that's right or wrong. It's just, you know, that's how I was raised, you know.
Well, you know, it's when you turn – you try to be a bully to a bully, and the bully suddenly backs down because he's got no balls.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. It's just a shame. But, yeah, I mean, I just wanted to touch base on it and, you know, tell people out there that, you know, kind of think before you do that stuff. I mean, yeah, you probably – and they had no intention of making her do that. I know. Yeah, I'm sure they didn't. But, yeah, they were just like, you know, oh, I'm going to be mean and cruel. Ha, ha, he, hee, look what I wrote. You know, just that kind of shit. But still, yeah, you don't know. You know, you just don't know.
They need to think about their actions and their words.
Yeah.
And what they can do. Words can hurt worse than any weapon.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, think about what you're doing before you do it.
Yeah.
Because we lost a great talent. She had what? She's won multiple championships in stardom, and she was only 22.
Yep. Had the whole world ahead of her.
Yeah. I mean,
you know, who knows what kind of entertainment she would have been able to produce for people, you know?
Right. And, you know, it hits close to me, too. My daughter is in pro wrestling, and she's 24.
Yep.
You know, and – you know, I'll be damned if anybody trolls her. I'll go track them down.
Right. Yeah. You can find people these days. It's not hard.
Right. Exactly. So, you know, think about what you're doing, and what you might think is funny to your buddies is really hurtful.
Yep.
So, you know, just think, people. That's all.
Right.
But anyway, we've said our piece on that, and
yep.
And the time's drawing nigh, and I think my dinner's here.
Nice.
We ordered Chinese because nobody was cooking.
Hey, there you go. I don't blame you.
So let's wrap this up, Donnie.
Yep, no problem.
guys, just be kind to everybody. Think about what you're doing. Remember what we've got to do to get through all of this COVID stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And in the end, everybody will be better for it.
Oh, yeah. Yep, I agree.
So with that being said, I am Meat Hook Jim, maybe naked. My co-host, Donnie Hoover.
Yeah.
At least he's got a shirt on. I don't know about pants.
Yeah, yeah, well, I'll never divulge that information.
And we are the Wrestle Horror Podcast, and we will catch you on the next episode.
We'll see you guys.
Thanks for listening. Make sure you follow us on all of our social media outlets. Facebook.com/WrestleHorror. Instagram @WrestleHorror. Twitter @WrestleHorror. On our YouTube channel, The Wrestle Horror Channel. Also, you can find us at www.WrestleHorror.com.